Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Beverly Inman Ebel is here. Yeah, that's right. Beverly's back. After all these years, she's been with us so many times over the last 15-plus years, and she's a 99 model, ladies and gentlemen. We got her right out of elementary school. She's the founder and the CEO of TLC, Talk, Listen, Communicate, the author of at least three books that I know of. Talk is Not Cheap is still one of my favorite books in my library. Also, a co-author of Success is a Decision of the Mind and Real World Communication Strategies. You're starting to get the picture. She's all about communicating. Beverly and Maniba, welcome back.
Thank you. Calling me a 99 model literally choked me up.
How you doing?
Great to be here. I'm doing fine. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back. Okay, one of the things that we've talked about on the show over the years is intuition. And being intuitive about things. And we've established with some other experts that women don't own the franchise on intuition.
Of course not.
And that we're intuitive too. We just don't call it that, because that sounds pink to us. We call it, you know, like our gut or something like that. So so that sounds more like camouflage instead of pink. So so one of the things I know you're working on these days is helping managers and business owners do a better job of bringing the right people on board. And
that's
you
right.
Call it, you have a program or a way of thinking of it called intuitive interviewing.
That's
and
right.
We know what interviewing is, but we want you to help us understand what you mean by intuitive interviewing.
Well, Target Training International reports that 85% of people who leave their job do so because they didn't get along with someone, their team, their boss, their customer.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge. So when we think of interviewing,
that's been going on for decades, by the way. That response.
Yes. So we think of interviewing as looking into their skills, looking into their experience, and then let's face it, during the interview process where you actually are talking to them, you kind of want to like the person, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No. This way, you
in fact, we're anxious to like them.
Yes, we are.
We're really hoping. That's the main thing. That's the main antenna that's out, isn't it?
That's right. There have been times years ago when the resume looks so wonderful. I mean, I was like, oh, please let me like this person. Please let me like this person. And, of course, understand that they want you to like them as well.
Right.
Remember when we had to interview for a job.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, business owners, when you interview constantly in front of customers, you want them to like you. But intuitive interviewing is saying, figure out beforehand the qualities that you need in this position.
The job, not the kumbaya circle.
Right. In other words, do you need someone that's trustworthy? Do you need someone who's a team worker? Do you need someone who it takes the initiation? Do you need someone that can work by themselves? Do you need someone who's really goal-oriented? Or do you need someone who's friendly? How about someone who's organized or focused or confident or humble? The choices are endless, but what you do is some soul searching, and you also do it from history. You know, if somebody didn't work in that position before, maybe a couple people, what
mm-hmm.
was missing? Talk to the team. Find out what are qualities that are needed on this team.
Mm-hmm.
And you narrow it down to three. You narrow it down to three qualities. Now, that's kind of hard because, let's face it, we all want somebody trustworthy. We all want people to get along with people. But there was a funny time. I needed someone who was very organized because all of our contributors in my company were very creative types. So I zeroed in on someone who was organized. And the problem with that is it was just one goal I was looking for. This person was so organized, we drove her crazy, and she drove us crazy. Okay? So you want to have...
She was a little too buttoned down for you, huh?
Just a bit. And, you know, I could have picked up on that, although I learned from experiences, like, oh, don't do that again. But when I was asking her about her typical day at work, she started off with, well, at 7:56, I arrived.
That should have been a tip. That should have been a tip.
That should have been a tip. But yeah. I'm thinking, oh, wow, this person's organized.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to...
Or if you said, nice suit, and she says, oh, this is my gray suit. I always wear gray on Monday.
Yes, yes. That would be somebody that was very... well, that's almost OCD, isn't it? But so you want to have a balance.
Let's don't slough over the liking part too much, because in a small business you're in very tight quarters.
Yes.
And you it does help. It's not good if people don't get along, and they don't have to love each other, but they kind of have to be able to laugh around and laugh at each other, and you know you have to be able to have a little community that, and some people may be fully qualified, but if they don't fit in with the little community, it doesn't work either.
And so some of that is just being intuitive, what will work for your company. So if our listeners today have always made the perfect hire every time, I would say they are already intuitively interested.
Well, I want to know who they are, and I want to interview them.
Yes, me too, because most people I know have made a mistake or two.
We'll help them write a book, right?
That's right. So you decide on these three qualities and spend some time thinking about the qualities. Now, mm-hmm. My recommendation is you do this before you read the first resume.
Oh, yeah, that's
because
a good idea.
Because the resume, you know, I might see somebody that looks great with experience and skills, and I'm like, oh, wow, I hope they're friendly. And so I'm only focused on someone being
friendly.
But you
need, what you're saying is you create a track to run on and stay on the track.
That's right.
Don't go wandering off the track.
That's right. So you have these three qualities in mind, and of course you go ahead and check their skills and their experience and mm-hmm. all of the other.
Hold on to that.
Just after break.
Yeah, hold on to that thought. We're going to continue this discussion with Beverly Inman Ebel. I told you you'd like what she had to say. 20 after, right back with Beverly Inman Ebel. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.